The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Swirling.
The sad current fact is that there no longer is a true media in this country. The news that we the people are getting is no longer honest and balanced. It's a planned liberal machine now committed to making Barack Obama president. And it furthers the motto of leftist extremists, which is, "The end always justifies the means, no matter what." The McCain campaign is barely covered, and then mostly to ridicule Sarah Palin. But the public unfairly is not getting the real truth. The deck is stacked. Obama never held an executive job in his life. As a member of the Illinois Senate, he voted present, but not yes or no, over 100 times. As president, who must make clear, often fast decisions, Obama would be a dismal failure. He can't make quick decisions. Please, listen to this urgent request by Tom Winter, president and editor-in-chief of Human Events, a credible conservative Washington, D.C. weekly. Dear conservative friends, they say the truth hurts. In Obama's case, it's devastating. Not surprisingly, the big media has kept the American public blind to the truth about Obama, including the fact that a corrupt Chicago machine politician made a U.S. senator out of Barack Obama. How Obama won his first election by having his lawyers knock all his opponents off the ballot on technicalities. A great tool for shady lawyers, and this guy really plays hardball. Obama's support for a grotesque infanticide law, which was even too extreme for Nancy Pelosi. The Tony Rezko connection, quote, "I have never done any favors for him," says Obama about convicted developer Tony Rezko. Oh, but yes, he has. Then Obama's connection to ACORN, the ultra-liberal tough organization which started many years ago with good intentions and which supposedly bullied banks recently to make subprime loans to unqualified people. And Obama's wife's salary tripled the year he became senator and started earmarking funds to her employer. Then Obama has repeatedly steered legislation to pay off campaign donors. And there's much, much more about Obama, which has been carefully hidden. Tom Winter and his Human Events Weekly wants to expose the many skeletons in Obama's closet by sending specifically to young people, especially those on college campuses, the editorial supplement called "The Truth About Obama, What Every Citizen Needs to Know." He focuses on college campuses because liberal educators fill their students with liberal beliefs only, and 85% of professors hired for the University of California are liberals. We the people should be grateful to Tom Winter for his passion in trying to let the public, and especially the young college students, know the truth. Kudos to you, Tom Winter. Because Human Events is struggling financially, if you want to help or even just buy a copy of The Truth About Obama, call 1-888-467-4448. Repeat, 1-888-467-4448. These are critical times in our country. We must not allow these big media lying scoundrels and liberal college professors to succeed in placing one of the most extreme liberal and most inexperienced candidates ever in the White House. Just like the swift boat exposure of John Kerry in 2004, the truth about Obama, even at this late stage in the campaign, could stop his victory. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.